Hello to all my Chavarim Mishir Torah's motion around the world. We're continuing on our Shir Mishnayis. Mesechus Bey, Parak Hey, we're up to Mishnah Gimel, and the Gemara, it's on Daf Lamed Zayin Men Aleph. And the Mishnah begins, So, if someone has behemoths, or he has kelim, we look at it as far as who the owner is, about where you can take them. As Rashi and Rav say, a person can't take on Yantif his kelim or his behemoths, only wherever he can walk. As the Pharisee says, similarly as far as Shabbos, why are we mentioning here Yantif? To tell you the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda Rabbanan, as far as dough, we'll have that in the next Mishnah. The Shulchan Aruch, Archayin Simon Shin Chavik Zayin says, just like a person can walk on Shabbos and Yantif, only up till 2,000 Amos, in every direction, similarly his Kalim and his animals can't go wherever, except where the person can walk, they can't go outside of the 2,000 amas of their owners. The Mishnah Berurah and Sifkat and Zion says, and similarly, his peiros and anything that belongs to him. We're talking about Yantif because there's no Isser Haitzah. You only have an Isser of Tchumim on Yantif. On Shabbos, he can't take things out of 4 amas. Or, they mention here, it might be Shabbos as well, because we're talking about something he's wearing. And that is not a problem of Hotzah. It's just an Isser of Tchumim, that the Malbush goes wherever he goes, so he can't have his Malbush be sent out past the 2,000 Amos that he is in. The Sharasin Ayiz Dalet says, it also is possible if someone ends up in certain conditions where a person's all far he can go is halfway into the city. The city has a wall around it. He started the Shabbos outside the city. His 2,000 Amos would, let's say, reach him to the middle of the city. That's as far as he can go. So he can't go past that point, but other people in the city would be able to go anywhere in the city since it has a wall around it. So the Mishnah is telling you, or the Din is telling you, that you can't take your kalim, someone else's kalim, where his distance ended in the half of the city, you can't carry his kalim him past that point. The Mishnah continues, Hamosa behemto libno, you give your animal to your son. Taisyanda says, even though it's a single person, he is not kainet, because the way people normally give their kelim, the chafetzim, to their children, and they don't think of it as it's leaving their rishus, the kid's just holding it for them, as the Magid Mishnah says in Perikei Melchus Yantif. Mishnah continues, O Leroa, you give it to a shepherd. So giving it to your son or to a shepherd is like you still have as far as you can walk. The Rav says, we're talking about in a city where there are two shepherds. We don't know which one of those he's had in Das before Shabbos Yantif to give it to. So therefore, it stays with whatever his Ragi B'Alam, wherever he could go. If it didn't reach, if the Roa never collected these animals before the day started. But if there's only one shepherd in the city, then everybody always gives their animals to him. And it's like, then we go by the Ragli Roa. We assume it was his, even though he didn't pick it up until Shabbos or Yantif. We go Ragli the Roa. The Vesrael says, even if the Roa is an Akum, we still go according to his Ragli. Now, the Mishnah continues, if there are certain items in a house, let's say a bunch of brothers inherited a house with all the belongings for a father who was Nifter, and there were certain kalim there that was set aside just for one of the brothers, so then those kalim have the same din as him, that they can only go in the tchum wherever he can go. For Israel says, even though he's not wearing his own item, he's wearing something from the general house collection, and when the brothers want at some point, they can say, don't wear that anymore, but meanwhile it's still his, and it goes as far as he can go. V'she'ein mi'chadim, but if there are certain items that they never split up in the house, I mean, they never said, this is specifically for you, this is specifically for the other one. Even they could say that, even if they didn't split it up yet, they can be miyachad things or not. But here we're talking about, they didn't specifically say it belongs to anyone, one of the brothers. Harayim kamakam shaholkam. Then you have to take in consideration everyone's joint Erev. As Rashi Rav says, if this thing is an item that belongs to a bunch of the brothers there, a bunch of the people. So then these items can be taken wherever they all can go. That means if, let's say, one person made an Erev at the end of 2000 Amos to the north, and the rest didn't make an Erev, he could stop them now from going to the south, because he can't even one step. He can't go even one step to the south. So they can't go there either. Okay, and they can stop him from going past the 2,000 Amos to the north, because they can't go past the 2,000 Amos. So it has to be kind of like a Venn diagram, wherever they all overlap each other. That's when you could take the Kalim. The Mishnah will continue now in Parakeh Mishnah Dalet, which in the Gemara is on Daf Lama Zayin and Aleph. And the Mishnah says, "Shol kli mechaver b'erev yantif karak leshol." If you borrow something from your friend on erev yantif, now it's like the person who borrowed it. Wherever he can go, the kli can go. Rashi says, "Because bein shmashas is when the day starts, and that's when he says an item, and the person is konish visa, even though it didn't reach his hand yet until yantif, and it wasn't under his rishus on bein shmashas. Still, it's like the Shoel's item, because they made up beforehand that he would have it. And if all of a sudden, when they decided to make the loan, that was on Yantif once it was nighttime, then it goes by the wherever the Mashil, the one who lent it out, could go, because it already had a Shvisa, it had its place where it was set by the owner. And even if you normally borrow things on Yantif, as long as they didn't decide before Yantif, and they all of a sudden decides on Yantif, then it belongs. It has the distance it can go wherever the owner could go. Now, the Mishnah contains, so Isha Shashal Mechaverta. A woman borrows from her friend, as its verse Israel says, on Yantif, Tavlin, spices, Rashi and Rav says, for her pot. It's got to be Yantif because she's me cooking here now. So she borrowed spices for her pot. And Minor Melech Le'isasa, she borrowed water and salt for her dough. Hare Elu, as Rashi and Rav says, the Kedera and the dough are like Kiragle Shtehim. We have to consider both of them, the one who borrowed and the one who loaned it out, where it can go as far as the Erev Tkumen goes. Rashi Rav says, you can only take it where then both of them could walk. That since on Yantif she borrowed it, so the spices or the water and the salt have a kinyan, they were settled by the owners when Yantif started. Tveris Rav says, we don't say that water and salt are bottled to the Isa, okay, because that's what the Isa was made from. It's like together, it's like its own min. It's not bottle. The min reshamino is not bottle when it has a matirim, and this is what he quotes after the Tosis. So even though mayim melech is some different type of substance than dough, but once they all get together, it's like one min, and it's not bottle, since they could wait till after Yantif to do whatever they want, move it wherever they want. But Rabbi Huda, the Mishnah says, poter b'mayim. Water, he says, isn't in the same league as the others. Mipnei ain't bo mamish. Water doesn't have any substance, as Rashi Rav says. You can't tell in the kedera or in the dough where the water is. Let's say it's a thick dough, and you can't tell any liquids in it. Therefore, it doesn't stop the person who owns the dough. If all they did was borrow water, that person can then take the dough wherever he can walk. And as far as salt, Rabbi Yehuda does not argue, because we're talking about the dough that was kneaded with very thick type of salt, and that you can tell, and so it does have a mamash, even though the dough was made, you can still see the salt pieces. Rav adds, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Continuing on, Perek Hey Mishnah Hey, which in the Gemara is in the Daf Lamed Tes Amid Aleph, Hagacheles Kiragla Heba Olam V'Shal Heves B'Chol Makom. If you have a coal, then whoever owned the coal, that's where the coal can be moved to. But just the flame doesn't is ephemeral. It doesn't have really a substance, so it can move around everywhere. Rashi says, like you lit your candle with someone else's torch, okay. You don't have to worry about now how far you can carry your torch where with as far as the other person goes. Okay, so Rav Israel says you can move your candle even without worrying about where the flame, who the original owner of that flame was. The Mishnah continues, Gachelas shall hekdish ma'olam ba. If you have a coal that belongs to hekdish, this is Isra me'ila. Rashi Rav says, if you have hana from it, you have to bring a carbon asham me'ilos. V'shal heves lo nen v'lo ma'olam. But if you take a flame from something that was lit and it was belonged to hekdish, there is no problem of me'ila. Rashi Rav says, l'chadchila midrabanan. And if you had hana, you don't have any me'ila. There's no chai of a carbon me'ila that it doesn't have mamish. Now, the Mishnah continues, Amotzi hachelos rishus harabim chayiv. If, as Rav says on Shabbos, you carried coal out into the rishus harabim, you're chayiv. Mishal heves potter. But if you carried a flame out, it's potter. Rav says, what did you? You pushed with your hand from rishus harabim. You pushed it and it blew over to the rishus harabim, attached to something over there. You're not chayiv because, again, it doesn't have mamish. Okay, the bar shal yachid karak le yachid. If you have a bar, a pit, okay, and there's water in it, so it belongs to a private person, we go as far, you can only take, as Rashi Rav says, you can't take the water from it, only as far as the owner himself of the pit, of the bar, could go. And if it belonged to the people in the city, as far as the people in the city can walk. Rashi Rav says, 2,000 amas in any direction outside of the edge of the town. The Rashi and Erevin Daf Memheim Bey says, even if one person made Erev Tehumim, one of the town people made Erev Tehumim, you still can't move the water outside of the Tehum of the city. Tesianta says, he says, that's only if none of that people in the city made an Erev. Because otherwise, if one person made it air of some direction, he would hold them back from going to the other direction, as Rashi and Rav said in the previous Mishnah, when there were multiple people owning something. But the tour in Siman Shin Tzadik Zayin writes 2,000 amas to every direction, even if someone in the city did make an air to another direction, he can't stop them from walking 2,000 amas in any direction. And the Beis Yosef writes, it seems from the Pirush, from Rashi, similarly, and if he says, if asked, he says, he wonders, because according to the Torah, it's mashma, that even though the person himself can't go to the place where he walks still, he didn't make the rest of them lose with this Erev, and he doesn't stop them from walking in around in their normal directions. Why is this different than Mishnah Gimel, where we said each person makes it that the other person can't go to a direction that he can't go. And the tour does paskin that way in the other case, so he leaves it with Tzarech Ian. Why is this different with water than it is with the other case previously when multiple people owned Kalim? Okay, the Mishnah continues, V'shal Oli Bavel Karak Le'am Ma'alei. And if the pit belonged to the Oli Bavel, it goes according to the person who took the water out of the bar. Rashi Rav says this bar was made for the people who were traveling, and it was made in the middle of the road, and the people who from the Golos were coming, it was made for them to drink when they came made out of the other regal. So therefore it goes by the person who filled it up, because it's Hefker, and Hefker is Nikba Bahagba, as you lifted it, now became yours. And if someone came and borrowed from him water, we can only take it only as far as that person who lifted it up from the bar can go. Because this Tana holds, Yesh Breira Lahachmir. And from yesterday, it was already Hoverer that this person is going to be the one who's going to get it, and it's going to be in his Rishus. Not like Rabbi Yochanan Nuri, who says, Chefse Hefker, Kana Shvis La'atzmam Komam. Rabbi Yochanan Nuri says, if somebody's Hefker, you can, and then Yantav for Shabbos comes, it can only be taken as far as that item can go, from where it started at Yantav. But our mission is not holding that way, it's holding it, it's not Hefker, it doesn't have a Kinyan Rishus, a Shvisa, until someone actually picks it up, and then we go by the way that person can go. Taisus Yantif says, Chumir Drabbanan, and Drabbanan, we hold Yesh Breira. So that's why Breira would work here. Shulchan Aruch Archai and Simon Shin Sadik Zayin Sif Tesvav says, if you have rivers that are flowing, and you have springs that are rising up, then it goes also like the person who filled it up, and even if the water came from the river from the outside of the Tchum into the Tchum, you can still fill it up from it on Shabbos. You don't have to, and certainly on Yantif. Mishnah Berurah of Katan Lamed Zayin says, even if it's not Hefker, like it belonged to a sitting, specific city or a person, the reason is that since these are moving, there's no din of Kinyan Shvisa by the owner, and it's like the one who filled it up. Then it was kind of Shvisa wherever he was, since then it got stopped from their flowing or from wherever they were moving from. So therefore, Shvisa only starts at that point. Moving on. Tzachas Be'ah, Parakei, Mishnah Vav, and the Gemara and Daf Lamates, Amit Beis. Misha Hoye Peirosa Be'ir Acheres Ve'erivu B'nai Oso Ha'ir Lahavi Et Slomi Peirosa V'lo Yavilo. Someone had fruit in another city, and the people in that city made an Erev, because otherwise they wouldn't be able to get to his city. They made an Erev, and then they wanted to carry along his Peiros with them. They shouldn't bring it to him. Rashi Rav says, since he didn't make an Erev together to get to the other city, his Peiros are like him, and they can't be moved outside of the 2,000 Amos of the original city where they are. And it's not like the Peiros could be taken by the people who made the Erev. Rashi adds, it all goes by the Ragli Ba'alam. First Rav says, this is when he set up a specific place where these Peiros would be. But if he just left it with them, they should hang on to it. Then it's like the same din of the giving it to a shepherd, as we had in Mishnah Gimel. Then it goes by the person who's holding on to it. And the Mishnah continues, Vim Erev Hu, if he did make an Erev as well, then Peiros of Kemo, his Peiros are like him. As Rashi says, if he made an Erev to go to them, okay, his Peiros are like him, and they can bring it to him, because he can connect to their city, they can connect back to him. Tiferes Yisrael says, and the others can also bring it to him, even though that he left it with them. Let's say he made an Erev. Tiferes is talking about, Yisrael is talking about a case where he made an Erev to go to their city, and they didn't specifically make an Erev to come to him. Even though he left it with them, those Peiros now can be brought to him by maybe someone else who made an Erev. And even though that person didn't hold on to the Peiros before Yantif, and we go according to where he can go. Shulchan Aruch Arachayim Siman Shin Sadik Zayin Sif Yud Zayin says, Misha Hila Peiros Mifkodim Be'iracheres Rechoka. Someone had his fruit that were held on to in a city far out away from him. Ve'iru B'neosa Yilavu Etzla. And the people in the city made an Erev to come to him. Lo Yavilo Lo Peiros, if they shouldn't bring his Peiros. She Peiros Kamo. The Peiros have the same din as him, and he can't get to the Peiros, so the Peiros can't be brought to him. But Med from Ramorim Shechalam Kermesavot. This is if he specifically made a place where he was going to have his Peiros stored. Alvalim Lo Yechalam, if he didn't make a specific place where he wanted his Peiros to be stored in another city, Arayim Karagli Zer Shemuk Kadim Etzlo. We go by the person who it was had the Pikadin to watch them. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat Mem Aleph says, "Dehainu she'ushla beis." It's like he lent out the space in his house and he said, "Ha beis kamach, here, have this space in my house for you." Then he was not makabel shmir at all, and therefore it's like in the Rishus of the Balaam. Continuing on in Parakeh Mishnah Zayin, which in the Gemara is in Daf Mem and Aleph, Misha Zimin Etzel Archim. People who had invited Archim to come to eat by him, as Rashi and Rav says, say from another city, he wanted them to come because they make an Erev, they come to eat by him. The Tiferes Yisrael says, this is talking about a Yantif, Lo Yelichu B'Yadamos, they shouldn't carry back with them any leftovers in a doggy bag. Rashi and Rav says, after the Sa'uda, they shouldn't take any portions back to the house. The Tiferes Yisrael says, to a place where the Baal Suda can't go. Okay, Elam Kain Zikalhem, unless he was Mazaka to them, he pre-arranged that it would be theirs, as Rashnarv says, Al Yidei Acher, through somebody else, that the Baal Bayis gave it to someone else with a Meshicha on Erev Yantif, and he said, you be Zaycha with these portions for somebody, for those other people, So then when they come, it's already theirs, and they can carry it back as far as wherever they can go. Rashi adds on, it was theirs, therefore, from the day before Yantif, and it has their qualifications. Wherever they can go, the portions go to. Taisus Yantif brings from the Ran, even though in Mishnah Dalet, we said there when someone wanted to borrow, let's say, salt or water or something for his cooking, there we said it depends on just speaking. And here we're saying you have to do a kinyan mishicha. So over there it's different because one person was actually talking to the other person. So therefore they made a smichas das, they agreed that I'm taking it. But here, he didn't say anything to them. He just wanted to be mezaka to them, therefore you have to do an actual kinyan. Mishnah continues, Ein shechnu mashkanis midbarios, don't shecht and give to drink animals that are midbarios, which the Mishnah will say later on, don't normally live with him, they live further outside of his house, in the fields, and they come in just to get fed. Rashi says, we're talking about muksa, and so he says, Yantif brings from the Ran, as far as giving to drink these animals, certainly, since he is responsible to feed them, you could give them to drink, as we have in the beginning of the third parak. And therefore, the Gemara explains, we're talking about here, as far as Shechita goes, that the main point is don't shech these animals that aren't normally staying with you. And it's just telling you, by the way, it's best to give them to drink and then shech, because there's something called sirklat amashcha, as Rashi explains. The skin is easier to be skinned after the shechita, because otherwise it gets stuck with the basar. So normally you give an animal to drink before you shecht it, make the skin loose. And the Rambam explains that by giving it to drink, it will help make it the lungs clear, mutter, and if there is some kind of adhesion there, which is a slight adhesion, it would fall off, and it would not be something that makes it trafe. So the Mishnah explains, what are these different types of animals? First we say, animals that you have in your house, you can water and check them. What are these? Elema bises. What are the bises? Halonis beir. These means not necessarily in your house, but animals that stay in close proximity in the city. The Verzerel says, and that's where they would graze, and they would be within the tchum of the city, so they were always prepared for you, the whole Yantif. And Midbarios, Halonis ba'afar. The Midbarios are the ones that pasture outside in the range. Teferis Yisrael says that every city, they would sleep outside the Tchum, and they're in Muksa, because it's in a place where you actually specifically, Dachina bi'adayim, you specifically made that they wouldn't be part of your normal living arrangements. Reb Shimon would also be mowed in that case, it's Muksa. And we're talking about Behemoth Yisrael. But a Behemoth Akma, if a guy had animals, and he brought them into the city, but he didn't bring it in specifically for Yisrael from outside the Tchum, for the purpose of Yisrael, then if he wants to give it to you to shecht it, you're allowed to do that. Okay, that's the end. Hadron Alach, Seder, Masechtis, Beitza, Hadron Alach, Masechtis, Beitza, Hadron Alach, Masechtis, Beitza, Be'ach, excuse me. So again, Hadron Alach, Masechtis, Be'ach, Hadron Alach,
to read in the Vershakas, and she done in Mirmal, Yachsu Yemev, and Yiftach Bok, Yuasim Fenachal, and El Hai, Shein Shazatan, the Sam Sachs Beach King, as Rain in the Haskell, and Mosechus, Swarmacher, Lissimon, Lilman, Laman, Lishman, Lass, the Kaim, Skaldimi, Tarmant, and Sechel Baba, Skos called Tanov, and Roy, Tamidacham, Yavad Lee, Lazari, Shal Thomas, Tari P, Bizari, Bizari, Zari, at Olam, the Sky and B, the Lecha, Tancha Osa, Shoch Tishma Lecha, he saw the heat to Sikacha, give you year by a Mechel, and you see the Khashal Skyim. Or if you must be a meeting with smaller ash recovered, and I used to maintain any barakas and rabbi shalom.
Just a quick thought. We were talking in the last Mishnah or so about Archim coming and the dinim of guests and whether they can take home a doggy bag or not. If they're coming from outside the city, they have an Erev. You don't have Erev. And it got me to thinking as I was learning that we're here in the year 2020 and we don't have many guests because of Corona issues. We don't want to chas v'shalom get sick. So we've been going for the last 8 months. We normally used to have lots of guests Friday nights, and not necessarily every Friday night, but many occasions we'd have 10, 12 people at a table. And for the last 8 months, it's just been my wife and myself. So how do we keep the feeling of Shabbos and Yontif? Even we had the Seder all by ourselves on Pesach. How do we keep it going without people that normally are here and talking to each other, and you have the feeling of Shabbos and Yontif? And what I realized is that even if it's just one or two, if you treat your Shabbos table as if you have plenty of people here, you sing Zemiros, you talk Divrei Torah, we learn Hilchos Shabbos, and we moving along from one malacha to the next, and we're learning Minyan Et Yoma. So by doing that, you're increasing the avira of Yontif. And Mitzvah Hashem, just the talk last night came out that the vaccines will be available within the next month or so, and we hope to be able to once again have many guests here and to increase our Avodas Hashem with our Suda Shabbos, Suda Yontif. So this learning we had in Sechs Be'ah, and now we have a lot more Yedias in Dinim dealing with Yontif, should stand with us. And what have we learned about Hilchos Shabbos as well within Masechta, should help us on our weekly Shabbos. And we should have coming into Mitzvah Hashem, we're going to be moving into Masechta Rosh Hashanah. So the next month, it'll be like a Rosh Hashanah, we're starting all over again. Shemachadish, our Avodas Hashem and our Suda Shabbos and Suda Yontif. And any questions, comments, complaints, you can reach me at Sheldon_Rothman@yahoo.com or 052-244-9331. Have a good day.